talking about Olivia de Havilland. Remember the time that she said,
"Scarlett, you killed him. I'm glad you killed him."
That was what Melanie Hamilton said to Scarlett O'Hara after they dispensed with a deserter who had invaded Tara in Gone with the Wind. Scarlett once said about Melanie, "Butter wouldn't melt in her mealy mouth." But she changed her mind later when she said, "Melly, you are a cool liar." So it was and is with Olivia de Havilland, a true Hollywood legend who may be the most famous for playing Melanie Hamilton in Gone with the Wind, but won Academy Awards for two other films. And she has been a part of our movies since 1936, when she was the first leading lady to appear on screen at the legendary Nero Theater on Collie Avenue in Norfolk. That movie was A Midsummer Night's Dream, and it was the first feature ever to play when the Nero opened its doors on February 23rd, 1936. Olivia is coming back Monday night because we're staging a tribute to her 100th birthday and to the fact that she is the only living surviving star from Gone with the Wind, as well as one of the few survivors of what was the golden era of Hollywood. We can't show Gone with the Wind. It's much too long. So we have chose something you might have not have seen. It is called Light in the Piazza. Now, I'll tell you a secret about Light in the Piazza. It has always been widely believed that it is based in part on the R.J. Reynolds tobacco family in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That's because that even though the movie takes place in Italy, there are a lot of telephone calls from Winston-Salem, and it's in color and CinemaScope set in Florence, Italy. Olivia de Havilland admitted to me that she was trying a North Carolina accent in the movie. So what you're hearing now is a real North Carolina accent, but come Monday night and you can see how Olivia de Havilland plays it. I will admit she was one of the most fascinating women I ever met. She always played noble, quiet women, but with backbone. Her greatest role, in my opinion, was the heiress. I met Olivia under unusual circumstances on the back lot of Universal Studios. She was in a bathrobe and with her hair enshrined like a turban in a towel, and she was mostly wet. She had just done a scene in which she had crashed in a plane and was almost drowned in the Bermuda Triangle. It didn't even shake her. "Well, after all," she said, "it's not as rough as Gone with the Wind. I had to have a baby in that one." I'll tell you more Monday night. Showtime is 7:15. The doors open at 6:30. And by the way, Olivia de Havilland lives today in Paris. She celebrated her 100th birthday on July the 1st. She's a real steel magnolia. She might be sweet, but she's got true grit.